Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so excited to hear about all these cabinet nominees being announced by President Donald J. Trump. Not just cabinet nominees, but just other outside-the-box thinking. The DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, going to be led by Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. Tell us again what it is you do here. All right, cut this, cut that, get rid of, man, we're $36 trillion in debt. It's about time we have something like this. I mean, think about it. I had a phone call from Nancy in Roundup, and she's like, you know, we've been hearing about waste in government since I was a kid, and she was a kid back in the 60s. We've been hearing about waste at the federal government since I was a kid. I was a kid in the 80s and the 90s, and your kids are still hearing about fraud, waste, and abuse in our federal government. So it's about time somebody breaks out the big red pen and starts marking some lines through our federal bureaucracy. So that one's exciting. Pete Hegseth to be the Secretary of Defense, an Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran. He literally wrote the book about going after the woke BS that is harming our military and harming our national security apparatus. That's a guy who's going to go in there and clean up what's going on at the Pentagon. So that's very exciting. By the way, if you guys didn't see, did you see Elizabeth Warren talk about the biggest loser of the week? Elizabeth Warren is the big winner of that title. So Pete Hegseth, if you guys don't know him, he is the anchor on the weekends for Fox and Friends. But that's not the only thing he does and has done. Obviously, he's written several books. He's Ivy League educated. We won't hold that one against him, though. But he's also an actual Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. He's an infantryman. He's got two Bronze Stars. He's got the Combat Infantryman badge. But yet, here's Elizabeth Warren, the woman who lied about being Native American, the woman who lied about being Indian, and she tries to trash Pete Hegseth. Elizabeth Warren, basically, what did she say? Let me pull out the actual tweet for you here. A Fox and Friends weekend co-host is not qualified to be the Secretary of Defense. I led the Senate Military Personnel Panel. Donald Trump's pick will make us less safe and must be rejected. I loved the response from Sean Davis with the Federalist. Pete Hegseth is a 20-year military veteran, a decorated combat veteran, a recipient of the Bronze Star twice, and graduated from both Harvard and Princeton. You falsely claimed to be an Indian to get a job you couldn't get on the merits. Sit down, Pocahontas. Well said there by Sean Davis. But the funniest article I saw about the Pete Hegseth pick, by the way, Pete Hegseth was just in Whitefish, Montana, and I think he was at the rodeo grounds at the Blue Moon in Columbia Falls, like, what, 3 months ago or so. Anyway, the funniest article about this whole story, though, came from Politico. I'll start there right after this. Plus, we got phone lines open for you.
Fox on Tap.
Living in Los Angeles, you may have a better chance of taking a ride in a driverless car. Google-owned Waymo now says they've scrapped their waiting list for approved riders of their automated taxis, and that means you can use the Waymo One app to hail a ride in Los Angeles with no person to drive the car and travel across downtown L.A., Santa Monica, Culver City, or Beverly Hills. It does not provide service to or from LAX Airport, nor does it yet drive on LA's infamous freeways. Waymo does operate also in San Francisco and Phoenix, with Austin and Atlanta coming next year, as well as offering their service via Uber's ride-sharing app. Waymo says they've given rides to tens of thousands of riders traveling more than 20 million miles. And yes, the cars are autonomous, though sometimes the vehicles are deployed with an operator in the driver's seat who is conducting research on the tech's performance. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
securing America.
U.S. CENTCOM forces in the Middle East launching multiple operations over the last several days to protect U.S. troops and interests in that region. On November 9th and 10th, a series of airstrikes hit facilities used by the Houthis in Yemen. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder.
These facilities housed a variety of advanced conventional weapons used by the Iran-backed Houthis to target U.S. and international military and civilian vessels navigating international waters in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden.
Monday, CENTCOM forces hit 9 targets at 2 locations in Syria in retaliation for attacks on U.S. personnel.
These strikes will degrade the Iranian-backed group's ability to plan and launch future attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
No U.S. service members were injured, but Ryder quoted CENTCOM Commander General Eric Carrilla in explaining why the strikes took place.
We will continue to take every step necessary to protect our personnel and coalition partners and respond to reckless attacks.
Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we do have the phone lines open for you for most of this entire 8 o'clock hour, 406-294-0970. One scheduled guest is going to join us here in about 10 minutes or so, Jeff Manasa with Fox News Radio. We're going to continue our conversation about illegal aliens and the deportation effort that is desperately needed here in America. In fact, Tom Homan, you want to talk about, you know, the Trump team that's coming in January. Tom Homan is going to be one of the incredible members of that team, and he has made it very clear when it comes to these sanctuary cities, you better help or get the hell out of the way.
Trump, he was suing the sanctuary cities, DOJ suing the sanctuary cities, pulling federal funds. Of course, day one, when Joe Biden came in office, he stopped that lawsuit. So that has to be put back in place. And look, I've seen some of these Democratic governors say they're going to stand in the way, they're going to make it hard for us. Well, a suggestion. If you're not going to help us, get the hell out of the way, we're going to do it. So if we can't get assistance from New York City, and we may have to double the number of agents we send in New York City, because we're going to do the job. We're going to do the job without you or with you. But it's much easier to rest in Baghdad. Like I just said, we're concentrating on public safety threats of human and national security threats. Right. It's much easier to rest in Baghdad in the jail. Give us that sister Rikers Island that we've been kicked out of. Let us get the Baghdad in the jail. They're safer for the alien. It's safer for the officer. It's safer for the community. But if you don't release...
Help or get the hell out of the way. Yeah, because you're already seeing some of these Democrat-run cities across America are saying that they will fight any effort by the Trump administration to deport these criminal illegal aliens. And it makes you wonder, will Missoula try to fight these deportation efforts? Will Bozeman try to fight these deportation efforts? By the way, speaking of Bozeman, Montana, the Bozeman Police Department just shared this information yesterday. They just shared this BOLO, be on the lookout, yesterday. Be on the lookout for a Hispanic or possibly Haitian male. This is a sexual assault case. This is an attempted kidnapping case that they are actively investigating. Basically, you had a young woman who was apparently offered snow or cocaine in exchange for sexual favors to coerce them into the car. This was at Baxter Lane and 7th Avenue in Bozeman, where the victim was approached while riding her bike. She got into the vehicle. She was assaulted. She escaped. The suspect fled. And then a second incident occurred where a juvenile victim was walking. When the suspect approached her, yelled for her to get in the car, grabbed her sweatshirt, pulled out a knife to attempt to force her into the vehicle. She ran away and the suspect sped off. This is in Bozeman, Montana. The suspect is a Hispanic or possibly Haitian male that the Bozeman police are still looking for. I went and checked their Facebook page just a few minutes ago to see if there was an update on that very case here, but this is in Bozeman, Montana, where they have been struggling, of course, with the Mexican drug cartels. and other so-called migrants. They've obviously had illegal aliens, multiple instances of illegal aliens showing up in local jails. So it does beg the question here. We know the illegal aliens are here. We know that right now that even if Montana law enforcement wanted to go deport these illegal aliens, that the Trump or that the Biden-Harris tester regime would have stopped them from being able to do so. But now you're going to have a Trump administration. You're going to have a Tom Homan in there. So help or get out of the way. Would the liberal city government in Bozeman or Missoula try to get in the way of deporting these criminal illegal aliens? It's a fair question to ask, right? I mean, look at the way they have still refused to crack down on the transients in a meaningful way. They have invaded these communities. All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Who do we got? Let's see. Jim in the Flathead Valley. Jim, what's on your mind?
It's a totally not related to anything political.
Hey, that's all right.
So it's 6:30 this morning in the Flathead Valley. I saw it. Multiple people in the valley saw it. It was a bright light from the sky that for 1 to 2 seconds turned everything to near daylight. And then it went out just as soon as it came. And apparently there have been, so I went to Home Depot this morning, and people are saying that people as far as Ennis reported the same thing. Bright light from the sky turns everything to daylight for 1 to 2 seconds. At 6:30 this morning. I'm wondering if anybody else listening to the show saw it, or like, did they see the source of light? Because it was pretty freaking weird.
So I saw so one of our listeners, Sean in Shelby, actually messaged us and also sent us a copy of, it looks like, you know, a front door camera video. And yeah, you're exactly right. It totally lit up the entire building, the entire front yard. I mean, like you say, plain as day, a big flash of light. And that message from Sean came in at 7:07 this morning. Did anyone see the flash in the sky over western Montana? We saw it plain as day in Cutbank. So the other side of the mountains from you, they saw it plain as day. This is from an Essex security camera. If the video goes through, this is Essex security camera. So I watched the video and it's like, oh yeah, that's a very clear flash of light. I wonder what it was. I tried to do a quick search on the internet here and I'm not really coming up with anything, but hey, maybe some of you guys on X can send me a link or a post of what you're seeing and hearing out there. But yeah, Jim, no, thanks for calling in. Yeah, because I've had a couple other messages about that this morning and got a chance to see the video for myself as well. So maybe one of our listeners has an answer for us.
I'm Chad Pergrin with the Speaker's Lobby. The primary legislative change Congress approved in response to the riot at the Capitol in 2021 will face its first major test in a few weeks. Congress passed a new law called the Electoral Count Reform Act. It's designed to reject fabricated efforts to push fake slates of electors or overturn the outcome of who won the election. The new law changed procedures such as how states appoint presidential electors, how court challenges to the results should play out, and altered how Congress certifies the electoral votes on January 6th. The law also set the governor of each state as the official to certify the appointment of electors, which must happen by December 11th this year, ahead of the December 17th meeting of electors. The law sets up 3-judge panels to hear election cases and gives litigants a direct line to the Supreme Court. Under the new procedures, the vice president has no power to accept or reject electoral college votes while presiding over the joint session of Congress, and it raised the threshold from one member in each chamber to 1/5 of the membership of each chamber to contest a state's slate of electors. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergrin, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The media spent months warning us there would be no guardrails in a second Trump term, essentially that he would fill up the cabinet with right-wing crazies. But then he goes ahead and picks Marco Rubio, 14 years in the Senate, son of Cuban immigrants, and somebody who's been an informal foreign policy advisor, to be Secretary of State. Also, a lot of Hill veterans, seasoned people like former Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the EPA, does want to cut regulations, as does Trump. Former Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, a former Green Beret, as White House National Security Advisor. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to be Homeland Security Secretary. And it goes on and on. Now, there are some hardliners, namely Tom Homan and Stephen Miller, who'll be in charge of fixing the border and the mass deportation program. By and large, he's made a lot of reasonable picks. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Man, this is kind of crazy. The other morning, Mark Wilson, one of the Breakfast Flakes, pops into our Montana Talk studios. He says, hey, we just saw the police ram a car right out front from our studios. Well, we got the full story. Apparently, it was a carjacking that led to this early action. Full write-up, go to MontanaTalks.com. And big shout-out to local law enforcement for their role in that stop. Plus, it's official. Flint Rasmussen in the Rodeo Hall of Fame. Check out his new bling, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I don't know why I didn't think to go to X in the first place. Here I am, you know, searching the internet to see if I can find information about this bright flash of light in the sky. Man, you can't find anything on the internet anymore. I mean, they try to scrub the truth from the internet in real time all the time. So it's like, good luck finding a decent search engine to give you actual information. But I had to go to Elon Musk's X. So to those of you who are saying, hey, what was that bright flash of light in the sky? I was like, hey, why don't I just go on X? I'll check out the Montana weather hashtag. Here we go. National Weather Service office in Great Falls. I had just emailed the other two offices. 7:40 a.m. Shortly after 6:30 this morning, many reported seeing a brief flash of light in the sky. The GLM, the lightning mapper, caught the apparent meteorite on satellite just north of the Glacier National Park area, which is circled in blue. So anyway, if you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, I just shared that information from the National Weather Service office in Great Falls, which includes the satellite imagery. So very cool. Thanks to Jim in the Flathead Valley for calling in, and our listener in Shelby for sharing that information earlier this morning as well. All right, if you're on the phone lines, stick with us here for a couple of minutes. We've got the great Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio now on the phone lines. First up, Jeff, I was talking about how, you know, some of these Democrat-run cities, apparently they're already pledging that they will fight the Trump administration on any efforts to deport these criminal illegal aliens. What all are you hearing out there? Especially, I know you're based in Chicago, which can be ground zero for some of this craziness.
Yeah, same. Democrats here in Illinois are joining their counterparts from New York and California that are threatening to get in the way of the incoming Trump administration's plans to deport illegal immigrants, beginning with criminals first. Chicago's mayor making it clear that he is not going to flinch, these are his words, over the welcoming city's, the city's welcoming ordinance, which essentially means that law enforcement officers are not allowed to communicate with immigration and customs officials, and there are protections in place for illegal immigrants. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, Illinois, also vowing to protect illegals and warning the incoming Trump administration, quote, you come for my people, you'll have to go through me, unquote. But President-elect Trump's plan to deportation efforts was no secret. And the majority of Americans voted for it last week, including many people in Chicago that never voted red in their entire lives, but they did last week. Following crisis after crisis over the surge of millions of illegals crossing into the U.S. under the Biden administration, we saw this play out in cities and small towns across the country. America was fed up. It was one of the number one issues besides the economy that drove people to the polls. You've got law enforcement officers across this country now feeling like they've got protections in place, particularly Border Patrol agents who we spoke to the day after the election, saying, okay, we're locked and loaded. Now we're going to do our jobs, and we're not going to fear retribution from, of all places, the federal government for doing what we are paid to do and signed up to do. There's been an ethos change, I believe, probably a sea change, to be quite honest with you. And we saw that caravan of thousands of immigrants coming up to the Darien Gap, making their way towards the U.S.-Mexico border. And once Trump won, they turned around. They thought it was futile. So just by him winning, turned back thousands of illegals that were trying to, immigrants that were trying to come in, enter the country illegally. And of course, we've heard from Tom Holman, the new border czar, speaking of X, his videos of his interviews, his testimony before a congressional panel, they're all up there for the American people to see how he's going to approach and to attack the issue, saying that, look, if cities and states don't want to cooperate with us, then get out of the way because we've got a job to do. We're going to get it done.
Yeah, what a great, powerful line by him. Help or get the hell out of the way. It is kind of the expected turn of events here. You know, it's interesting because these very same, local city governments, a year or two ago, when our people were demanding, hey, you need to round up and deport these illegal aliens, their excuse was, well, the feds are the ones that are responsible for this sort of stuff. So even if we wanted to, we can't. Well, now the feds are the ones who are in the driver's seat saying, we are going to deport these criminal illegal aliens. And then, of course, now they're trying to say, whoa. And so, yeah, it's a great way to now call them out for the hypocrisy, call out their bluff. And because now we've got the feds that are actually going to uphold the law.
Well, and there are many ways to do it. We've heard from incoming Trump administration members that you don't have to go boots on the ground. There are lots of things you could do. You can crack down hard on landlords. You can crack down hard on businesses that house, that employ illegal immigrants. And if immigrants are kicked to the curb, like we've seen in some cases in New York City already, out of these hotels. There's a good chance they'll self-deport. But the focus really is on the criminals first, the 1.5 million, murderers and rapists and robbers that are in this country. The illegal Venezuelan, gangs, the violent Venezuelan gangs that took over apartment buildings in Aurora and in San Antonio. And there was news the last couple of days of horrific killings in Brooklyn that were gang-related, immigration gang-related. But look, Democrats are getting ripped on because even by members of their own party for not leaving the room.
Yeah, that's right.
Of what just happened last week. And the bottom line is that the American people overwhelmingly want change as it pertains to illegal immigration. They're seeing what's happening to London. They're seeing what's happened to cities and countries across the globe that have unfettered access, basically open borders and just the destruction that's happened, that's taken place. And so, if you're a betting man, I think, you look at somebody like Tom Holman with the, with the wind at his back under the mandate that Americans overwhelmingly supported last week, I would say that his chances of success are probably pretty good.
That's right. Well, and I think President Trump is resolved now more than ever. If you're somebody like J.B. Pritzker or any of these other Pritzes out there who think they can stand in the way, they're going to use every single effort at their disposal to move you the heck out of the way to get this job done for America. Jeff Manasso, appreciate your update. Always appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us.
You bet.
All right. Yeah. And as Jeff has been reporting for Fox News Radio already this morning, this isn't just some of these Democrats in Illinois. We're talking New York. We're talking California. And that's why I think also this question needs to be asked. We need to start asking these questions of local officials in the city of Bozeman and in Missoula in particular. Are you going to stand in the way of President Trump's effort to deport these criminal illegal aliens? It's something that needs to be asked because we know they're going to try to undermine Trump at any stage possible. All right, let's see. I hope Chris is still on line one here on the road driving through Harlow. Chris, are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. So apparently you saw the flash of light as well this morning, huh?
I did. I was coming up Molt Road on my way to hunting camp. And it looked like it flashed like a bolt of lightning. And then I could see it. It was green. The stream was green, and it was the brightest I've ever seen. And the stream after was it hung around for about 5 seconds. It was pretty neat.
Oh, very cool. So Morgan in Helena says she saw the light in Helena. Evan in Belt, you know, just outside of Great Falls, says he saw the light and the burnout this morning himself. He says it was spectacular. So it sounds like it was quite a sight to see, not just the flash of light, but if you were able to look into this, if you were outside and could look up, you could see quite the streamer behind it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty amazing.
Well, very cool. Hey, good luck out there hunting. I wish I could say that I was doing the same.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll see you at the West High Helena game Friday night.
Oh, yeah, I should try to make it to that one. Somebody asked me, well, what are you doing this weekend? It's like, man, I've had nothing but event after event after event for about the last 9 months, so I couldn't even tell you where I'm going to be tomorrow afternoon, let alone Friday night yet. But I got to get a hunting trip in. All right, Chris, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, and big thanks to Sean and Shelby for sending that video to me so I could actually get a chance to see it myself with my own eyes. Let's see. Bruce in Ennis. Bruce says, I saw the momentary light in Ennis, but I wasn't sure what it was. I was putting out the hounds. He was putting out the hounds in Ennis. Lonnie from Grass Range at about 6:33 this morning. Just got on the highway headed west towards Lewistown, and the wife was in front of me in her car. We both saw the bright light, one of the most spectacular fallen star meteors I've ever seen. That was Lonnie in Grass Range. Ray in Kalispell says it completely lit the whole neighborhood and valley, I assume, from total blackness to complete daylight. Wow, remarkable. I'm trying to think. Travis, I was probably too busy here prepping for the show and yapping that I probably just missed it if there was a flash of light in front of us. Or I just assumed maybe it was another carjacking in downtown Billings or something like that. All right, let's see. Who do we got? Sergeant Hammer in Great Falls. Going to bring down the hammer here right after the break. Plus, we got Gary in Billings on the phone lines as well. And phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. One other question. I had a couple people message me, and they said, Aaron, we got a text message from the hospital in Kalispell that they're going to force us to wear masks. Okay, I checked on this one. I'll give you the real story next. Brett's
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so real quick here, before I get back into your phone calls, a couple things I want to share with you. First, the funniest. I'm going to call this the funniest story, or is it just sad? I don't know. You tell me. Either way, the good news is that Donald Trump, the sheriff, is coming back to town. In fact, he may have already landed. I missed the latest news update. He may have already landed in Washington, D.C., where he's scheduled to meet with Joe Biden here later today, having a little tea party, I think. But Politico, I told you about the reaction from Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, the woman who lied about being Native American, stolen valor. What a fraud. And this woman had the gall to attack Pete Hegseth. She had the gall to attack one of our fellow Iraq-Afghanistan veterans, somebody who's actually worn the uniform, somebody who's actually sacrificed for this country. And Elizabeth Warren had the gall to attack him and say, oh, he's just some weekend TV host. He's not qualified to be the Secretary of Defense. He has worn the uniform and sacrificed for this country. But, oh, I guess you just wanted to leave that little detail out, huh? I guess the bronze stars, you just wanted to leave those little details out. And I would think that the Ivy League education would matter to Elizabeth Warren, since she lied about being Native American so she could get a nice little prestigious gig at an Ivy League university for herself. I mean, God forbid that position actually went to an actual Native American. Instead, it goes to a fake Native American like Elizabeth Warren. But this headline from Politico, who the F is this guy? Defense World reacts to Trump's surprise Pentagon pick. One assessment was more blunt. Who the F is this guy? Said a defense industry lobbyist who was granted anonymity to offer candid views. The lobbyist said that he had hoped for, quote, someone who actually has an extensive background in defense. That would be a good start. This is what is wrong with the Pentagon. This is what is wrong with the defense industry right now, is you've got lobbyists like this who expect a Secretary of Defense to be in his back pocket. You've got an entire bureaucracy at the Pentagon who doesn't even know who these high-profile Iraq and Afghanistan veterans are. You've got so many of these bureaucrat civilians at the Pentagon, well-paid, lots of vacation time. They got all their Democrat Party bumper stickers on their vehicles out there in the Pentagon parking lot. Many of them never even wore the uniform themselves. Many of them never deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan. But when an actual Iraq or Afghanistan veteran gets picked to lead the Department of Defense, they say, well, who the F is this guy? This just exposes exactly why somebody like a Pete Hegseth is needed at the Pentagon, if you ask me. Okay, real quick, and then I'll get to Sergeant Hammer in Great Falls on the phone lines. I had a couple emails this morning. Somebody sent me a tweet. Let's see, Desert AIP sent this to me about an hour ago. My wife got a text from Logan Health in Kalispell. Starting immediately, all employees will wear masks and test for COVID every 3 days. This is mandatory. Anyway, so I reached out to Billings Clinic and Logan Health, and thanks to Zach Benoit for getting back to me. Zach tells me this: I followed up with the team at Logan Health on this and confirm that there is absolutely no truth to it. They have not put any new masking or vaccine requirements in place. So if people are receiving texts like this, they are not coming from Logan Health. So there you go to the folks who were emailing me or text or, you know, sending me messages on X about that one earlier this morning. There's the answer for you. Sergeant Hammer, thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you for having me on the air. Good morning, Montana. I love you all. You guys were awesome. You guys are awesome. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, we haven't completely won the fight yet. The fight has begun. We have a long way to go. There's a lot left to do. So don't get complacent. Don't celebrate and then take time off. We still have a fight ahead of us. There's a lot of work still left to be done. And it's going to come down to your local elections. We have to make sure we maintain control and then fill in all the way down the ballot, especially with our judiciary. I was so depressed after Dan Wilson lost. Awesome candidate. I don't know how he lost. But, you know, we also lost the abortion issue.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a lot of fight left to go, and we can't be complacent. We have to double down, focus, and keep going forward. I'm sorry I missed the special lights this morning and stuff like that, but I just want to give, like, words of encouragement out to Montana.
You know, Riley Gaines, you know, Sergeant Hammer, and stick with me here for a second. So Riley Gaines, you know who Riley Gaines is, of course, this incredible female college swimmer athlete who was denied the number one trophy because they gave it to the man who identified as a woman instead. Somebody asked her, or she brought it up. They said, how have you, as just a young, recent college grad, you as this young woman, you stepped right into the fire, into the national spotlight. There's been death threats against her. She was assaulted and held hostage by these men dressed as women at the San Francisco State campus who were punching her. And they were like, well, how have you just stayed in this fight? How have you not? And she says, well, ultimately, I know that the ultimate battle has already been won. I know how this all ends, so that's why I can be confident and comfortable, right? And of course, she's referring to her Christian faith and knowing that, hey, in the end, we win, right? But also, like, to your point, like, hey, the battle isn't over. We haven't won this fight yet. here on Earth, we will never win this battle. This will be a constant fight for freedom. This will be a constant fight for liberty. But man, it's an honor to be fighting for the right side. That's the way I look. And you know, when I look back for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans in particular, and you know, despite the frustrations and the betrayal that was felt following the disastrous withdrawal in particular, I think every single one of you can hold your heads high because you fought for what was right, and you fought for the men and women on your left and right, and you continue to fight for what is right. And there is honor, like Ray Thompson told us a few weeks ago, there is joy in duty, and there is a joy in a sacrifice for doing what is right. Your thoughts, Sergeant Hammer?
Well, it comes down to intestinal fortitude. I mean, we were trained that, are we not? Honestly, Aaron, I met you. I'm the anti-kin, the infidel from Great Falls.
I remember your T-shirt. Yeah, that's a great T-shirt.
Yeah, all right. So, you know my bona fides here. But the whole thing is, it really does come down to intestinal fortitude. We have to stay strong. We have to stay focused. We have to stay mission-oriented, and we have to stay on task.
That's right. It's like I said, the day after the election, what do you do when you get back from your mission? You gas up the gun trucks so you're ready to go for the next mission. There is no war to end all wars. You've got to gear up for the next fight. Now, thankfully, we won some pretty big battles a little over a week ago. But as Sergeant Hammer pointed out, we've got some other big battles still yet to come, and we still got some house cleaning to do here in Montana, don't we, especially with regard to the judiciary. All right, Sergeant Hammer, great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to Rich in Kalispell. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, I love your show. Go Trump. So I want to make this quick. This is regarding the immigration issue. I was a nurse practitioner in Southern California for about some years. And it was an agricultural community, and many of the patients that came in were illegals. We took care of them, and based on the people that I took care of, I'm totally for home and totally for Trump in terms of dealing with the immigrants. But I would simply say that I could categorize the folks that come across the border into one of three categories. One's the criminals; they need to go right away. Then the other is the leeches who just come here and they go straight to the government office and they're living high on the hog. And then the third one is the person who comes across truly wanting to be American. They want to work. They want to, you know, get away from a, you know, bad situation in their home country. I think they should be looked at case by case. We get the criminals first, leeches second. And then the other people that are here who are working, as long as they're not displacing American citizens for jobs.
Yeah, well said. Good summary there. Although I would say, look, if they're coming across our southern border illegally, hey, there's people who are trying to follow the legal process that deserve that look, not the people who are coming across illegally. But but to your point, start with the criminal illegal aliens that have committed additional crimes. That should be the easiest answer right there, and that's what Homan's going to do.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Melania Trump has made a decision, this according to reports today, that she declined an offer to go to the White House and meet with Jill Biden. And the reason cited is the Biden administration's raid at Mar-a-Lago as part of the federal government's investigation in the classified documents. A source familiar with Melania's decision telling the Post in an article they put out, Jill Biden's husband is the one, it was his weaponized DOJ that authorized the FBI snooping through her underwear drawer. And the Bidens, frankly, they're just disgusted. And you know what? Melania has no desire to meet with them. None whatsoever. God bless her.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you can't wait for Black Friday, well, neither can Blinds.com. Right now, they are kicking off savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Now, the holidays are almost here, but there's still time to upgrade your home thanks to Blinds.com. Now, avoid the home renovation overwhelm. now swapping out old blinds for custom window treatments. It's a small project with big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple, easy, and affordable. You can see long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. But Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. Now, a Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. They can even handle everything from the measuring and installation. And you can get window treatments for the whole home installed for one low cost. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off on select styles and premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now. Go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Most of us are unaware of how trends in the development and construction of baseload electric generation has changed over the decades. But you should know this, they're about to change again. Pacific Northwest Utilities Conference Committee just released a report that says the demand for electricity here could increase by 30% in the next 10 years. The push to electrify everything from cars to leaf blowers, as well as the voracious appetite for power from data centers, play a part in this big jump. It harkens back to the 60s and 70s, when demand growth brought about the construction of many of the coal, nuclear, and hydro generators that are still in operation today. That construction wave crested in the 80s with the construction of coal strips, coal-fired generators being among the last. We've survived, even thrived, with power adequacy since that time, thanks to two factors limiting demand growth: energy efficiency and the movement of heavy industries like steel and aluminum offshore. The next 10 years will be different. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
6263 QC Kinetics.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Oh, Tim and Savage, I see what you're trying to do there. You're trying to get the wild-eyed conspiracy theorists going about the meteor flash at 6:30 this morning. All right, let's see here. We got callers on the phone lines here. All right, Rich. Rich has one more point to make. Rich, let me try to get back to you here, but I do got a couple more callers on that I'll try to sneak on here real fast because we are getting short on time. Gary in Billings has been patiently waiting. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. We keep hearing these rumors about the Democrats keeping control of the House or Republicans. It's kind of a mixed bag of who do you believe. So when I come to you, I remember we used to look forward to a guy by the name of Dick Tracy that was really for law and order. So I don't know if you remember him or not.
It's been a while. Yeah, yeah. So you're wondering, what are the numbers with regard to the House of Representatives? Yeah, they are forecasted to take control. I don't have the latest numbers in front of me right now in terms of Republicans versus Democrats in Congress. But I did just go to the Fox News Radio website, and President Trump is speaking with the Republican members of Congress right now. In fact, one of the headlines that has already come out this morning is President Trump is endorsing Mike Johnson to continue on serving as Speaker of the House. I haven't seen any breaking news regarding the Senate leadership elections just yet, but we'll keep an eye out for that. We do have Montana's newly elected Senate President, Matt Regeer, out of Kalispell. He's going to join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Steve in Ballantyne, what's going on, Steve?
Okay, morning, Aaron. Just real quick. All these blue state governors and the blue state people are going to try to keep Trump from coming in there and deporting all these illegals and all the people that are not supposed to be here. They're going to resist. Well, I'd like to say one thing. We may be, they can take them to the blue states. All of them will start flooding to the blue states because they're not going to get deported, okay? Let's just say that's what's going to happen. When they go to the blue states, a lot of people in them states are going to say, we've had enough. So they're going to start coming to us and voting or moving to the red states, voting red.
Good point.
Doing all that. And then the other point is, I think they're forgetting who's probably going to control the House. And that's going to be the Republican Party. So who controls the first is the House. So let's just say it all happens. Then I think our House members just need to just cut off the money trail to the blue states and says, you want them, you can keep them, but we're not going to give you no more money for all this other stuff.
That's right.
Keep it and give it to the red states.
Well said. And to your point, what a great point there, by that if they resist efforts to deport these criminal illegal aliens, they're going to be putting a spotlight on their failed policies at the local level. Look at Donald Trump did very well in California, and he was running against a Californian. A lot of these blue states went red in a bigger way than in a long time. And so if they fight back against Trump on this, I think they're only going to further harm themselves and hopefully turn more of these blue states red down the road. Great point there. All right, we'll get to more of your calls coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Here's a call you can make right now. This is a phone call you can make to get a free consultation. You know, we've been talking about some of the painful things that have been happening to this country, but some of you got real-world pain right now in your back, in your hip, in your knees. It's that bone-on-bone constant pain that you get from arthritis. But I get it. You don't want to get surgery unless you absolutely have to, and you certainly don't want to get stuck on those painkiller drugs. You know, there's always the risk of getting addicted to some of those things, right? Well, there are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief. QC Kinetics specializes in this type of advanced regenerative medicine to get you moving again without the pain, without the surgery, without the drugs, the natural way. Make America pain-free again would be nice, wouldn't it? Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Buying a vehicle at a dealership can be a stressful process, from the time commitment involved to the pressure of haggling with salespeople, not to mention test driving lots of vehicles. But there are some ways to make the process easier for you and your wallet. Be sure to call ahead to the dealership to see if the models you want to try are available. Showrooms have cut back on the number of vehicles they keep on the lot, meaning fewer options for test drives. And check price guides like Kelley Blue Book to get a sense of the range of prices for the car you desire. For trade-ins, you can visit cars.com along with Kelley Blue Book to find out how much your vehicle is currently worth. And to assist with negotiations, experts say it would be wise to run your vehicle through multiple trade-in offers. In addition to knowing car values and a fair going price, you should know your credit score and loan offers, so you know what kind of rates and terms you might be eligible for. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.